From the union of Joseph Octave, 1863 to 1918, and Marie-Louise Préfontaine, 1867 to 1925, Léon Préfontaine was born just east of Montreal in 1896. He was the sixth of 14 children. Léon visited Laval with his family in 1912 and returned to stay 4 years later. There, he met and married Marguerite Coulomb, 1903 to 1987, in 1925. Together, they raised six children from right to left: Fernand, Lucien, Claire, Madeleine, Antoinette, and Rémy, the youngest and only boy. The couple had strong beliefs in three things, which they passed on to their children: work, faith, and fun. Léon Préfontaine was a hard worker and began to work at 5 a.m. every day with a melody on his lips. While a farmer first and foremost, he did many other jobs. He attended auctions and transported ice and coal. He was Laval's mayor, a village councilman, credit union's manager, and a Knight of Columbus. In 1930, Léon sold milk to his brother Joseph. Soon, all his neighbors wanted milk from his farm. Léon believed singing increased the milk's quality, so at a time as early as 6 a.m, you could hear his daughters helping him as they sang and milked cows. The girls would then separate the cream before school in the mornings. They did so singing French Canadian tunes. For many of the neighbors, it was their musical alarm clock. As such, these girls became known as the singing milkmaids. Lucienne continued the notion that chores are more pleasant and go by faster when you sing while working. She passed this on to her daughter, who in turn passed it on to Lucienne's granddaughter, Janelle Letourneau Reinhardt. She sang in front of Pope John Paul II during World Youth Day in Toronto in front of 800,000 people in 2002. Sunday Mass was very important. The family sang in the choir and joyously shared their faith. Mass was also a social event. Mass was also a social event where Léon and Marguerite spoke to neighbors and family. Sunday supper was often at a friend's place, and they sang for their repast. Léon enjoyed the company of his dog, Major, so much that he attached a step to the tractor so that the dog had something to sit on while Léon was plowing the field on the tractor. In the mural, you can see Léon sneaking a cookie to Major, something he would do on a daily basis. The lovely couple retired to Chateau Sturgeon in Laval in 1973. They celebrated their 55th wedding anniversary before Léon's death in 1981. Anecdotes. The house is within sight of the mural and located one block west. The Préfontaine's farm is now a part of the town of Laval. There are 22 grandchildren on the mural. Can you spot them all?